The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Now let me see your war face. Ah! You don't scare me. Work on it.
Live your life so your values overwhelm the situation.
If you're going to draft a 19-year-old, deal with it. You deal with it.
Yo, more sports?
How you doing? Shut them down. Shut them down.
Hold it. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Happy Monday to you. There's a lot to talk about. Too much to fit into one 15 to 20 minute episode of More Sports. Hashtag More Sports. Tomorrow, Tuesday, I'll talk about the Hall of Fame. Bagwell, of course. Pudge, greatest catcher of all time. John Schuerholz, great executive. Bud Selig, really? Do we need a guy that made the All-Star game end in a tie that looks like Stephen Hawking? Is Bud Selig a Hall of Famer? I'm being serious. You're the commissioner. You're voted in by the owners to make the owners more money. What's the criteria for an owner, an executive, or a commissioner to be in the Hall of Fame? Because if you're a commissioner, you're just going to be in the Hall of Fame, it seems like. You could be a shit owner. I mean, you could actually own shit. LeVar Ball getting referees tossed out of games. That's good for the game. That's a nice look. That's nice when you get a female referee thrown out of a game because she teed you up because you were at half court screaming at her. And then when she tees you up, you go, well, hey, if she doesn't get off the court, he's telling the other referees, then, hey, you know what? I'm going to take my team and I'm going to go home. And they fucking took her off the court. Like, the referees get together and they say, you got to go. And she's got to walk out of the gym. Talk about a walk of shame. Forget about that time you were at some hotel and some guy, diddled you in the hallway and you guys made out until you rubbed on his leg and then you got to walk back to the elevator and pass your friends. That's not a walk of shame. A walk of shame is when LeVar Ball says, we're not going to play with my teenagers unless that female ref leaves. Then they bring in a male ref to finish the game and then he tees up Lonzo Ball for arguing a backcourt violation. And LeVar Ball, the dad, the father, who is not employed by an NBA team, he takes his team and they leave. This happened twice. And I'm telling you, I'm watching on YouTube, one of the times LeVar Ball had his team leave, those kids were ready way too fast. They all had their backpacks ready and they just walked out single file. And I'm saying, bullshit. That's baller vision, television, reality show horseshit. I can't get my kid to put his fucking flip-flops on in under 6 minutes. This guy gets a bunch of kids to get their backpacks and get on a bus, single file like ants, in 1 minute flat. And by the way, what kind of job do you have? Why are you spending so much time with 15-year-olds, bro? Go relax. Your kid just went to the Clippers. He's got like millions of dollars. Put your feet up. Relax, man. Danilo, why are you so thirsty? Oh, Danilo Gallinari broke his hand punching a guy in the face. And Danilo loves cock. Actually, Danilo hates cock. Some guy takes a free throw in a European friendly for basketball. And new Los Angeles Clipper, Jerry West's prize acquisition, punches Gito Cock. This is a brother. He's a Dutch guy. The black guy named Gitokok. Danilo took his hand and as hard as he could smashed it against cock. And broke his hand. Had to go to the hospital. He's got a broken hand. Oh, that is so Clippers. That's so Raven. That's so Clippers. One thing I'm sure of about broken hands, they heal real quick. No, they don't. The hand is a terrible instrument, my friends. Bad instrument for fighting. Use the elbow or something. Headbutt a face. That fist is not a very good weapon. And Danilo, by the way, that was a nice right hand. I mean, he really drilled this kid in the face. So you can see it on the computer. Some guy takes a free throw and the guy pops Danilo Gallinari in the face, looking up at the rebound. Danilo takes umbrage to that, and with alacrity, quickly gets into it with the cock. The cock has his head down, and then when the cock stands up tall, gets stiff and firm, Danilo reaches back, and with his right hand, with everything he got, just fucking drills the cock. Jito cock. And Danilo goes to the hospital. So, is he going to be ready for opening night? I don't know. Let's see. I'm going to say no, because it's a fucking broken hand. He's still got to fly from Europe back to Los Angeles. That flight's not going to do that hand any good. Oh, Danilo. That's so Danilo. The Clippers suck. And look, I'm a Lakers homer. I dig the Lakers. They're exciting. They're cool. I dig it. But the Clippers, way to go, Jerry West. You signed a guy that punched cock. I love it. I love it. That's the guy me and John DiMaggio were heckling so hard. And he looked at us like he was angry. And next possession, he dunked, fell flat on his ass, and got up and looked at us like he was even more angry. More stories, 3737@gmail.com. No Amazon reads. And I've been really fishing for them. I can't keep begging you guys. I know you shop at Amazon online. If you just put gmore.com instead of where you put Amazon and just go to my website and then click Amazon there, it helps this podcast stay free. Otherwise, I just got to lay in a bunch of commercials, which I have not done since I've started this thing months ago. And I don't think you want commercials. So the best way to do that, to avoid commercials, is just to do your Amazon shopping through my website. It's really easy. I promise. You got to love the fact that the Cubs are loading up to try to... No, let's stick with basketball first. Allen Iverson is a no-show for his big three. I don't even know what the league is called. The big three and three. Three over the hill chubby guys. He's a no-show for the basketball game, and they don't know where he is or where he was. He didn't call anybody. That's Allen Iverson. That's my favorite basketball player of all time. And if Allen Iverson isn't at the basketball game and you don't know why, you come ask JJ. Ask Jay Moores. Where's Allen Iverson? I'll tell you exactly where he is. He's someplace. He's got a boat of shrimp. He's got some collard greens. He's in Maryland, the greater D.C. area. And the reason he did not show up, was it injury? No. Was it, no. Maybe he doesn't want to play with Fat Michael Sweetney. Maybe he doesn't want to be out there on a court with Al Thornton. None of these guys are getting rich. Ice Cube is a great idea. Let's take legends, Allen Iverson, and let's play some hoops. Or the expression I coined, let's play some basketball. That's the cure to any strife whatsoever. It's already registered in the Writers Guild of America. It's a cartoon I'm working on. Hey, he says I stole. I didn't steal. What did he steal? He stole my favorite toy. Well, guys, let's play some basketball. And then as they play basketball, they come to some type of resolution. Allen Iverson is a no-show. Everybody tweet at Ice Cube to come on more stories. I did text him already today. I want you guys to tweet, hey, Ice Cube, please go on the More Stories podcast with your boy, Jay Moore, because we are friends. And I just swallowed my pride and I got after it. Michael Sweetney, Al Thornton, Reuben Patterson, maybe Allen Iverson didn't want to be on a court with four other guys, look around and go, what the fuck am I doing here? I'm one of the greatest players. I'm in the Hall of Fame. I'm 5'10", 180. Well, I played at 180. Now I'm 5'10", 280. These guys all have boobs. Al Thornton ate himself out of the NBA. He only played 4 years. The Dodgers may never lose another baseball game again. The Cubs think maybe they got a shot at the Dodgers. They're playing pretty well. Before the All-Star break, after the All-Star break, very different teams. They made a trade with the Tigers. Justin Wilson, a closer. ERA is 2.68, about 13 saves. That's the second best ERA, I believe, in that bullpen behind... current closer Wade Davis, former Tampa Bay Ray. His ERA is 2. I love Greg Proops when he says, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, that was cool. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Now they're just named after a guy you buy Coke from. Hey, did you call Tampa Ray? So the Cubs got Justin Wilson. They got a catcher in Alex Avila. And that's good for the Cubs. That's good. Got some depth there. Catcher. You got a great bullpen. Rondon Uehara, who was a closer for the Sox for a while. Closed like, what, 25 games, three-year stretch. Pedro Strop is pitching really well. Mike Montgomery. So you got a couple of lefties in there. It's not going to mean anything. Nobody's going to beat the Los Angeles Dodgers. But then the playoffs roll around and all hell breaks loose. But I don't see that happening to this team. They're too young. It's that old expression, like they're too young and too stupid to know what's on the line. I think that could be the Dodgers in a good way. In their last 45 games, they are 39-6. That is a record-breaking pace. They broke the Boston Bean Eaters of 1897. 37-5. The Boston Bean Eaters. Era. I think we go out there and play some wicked, great, howdy ho, Donnybrook baseball. Touch all the bags when you hit your home runs. Don't drop slow trots on nobody. There's great pride in being a bean eater. Dodgers 74-31. 74-31. It ain't August yet. But the best for this Dodger fan, 33.5 games over the Giants. The fucking Giants. You guys suck. What happened? And look, I dig the Giants. I know a Dodger fan's supposed to hate the Giants. Coolest uniforms in baseball. If I was going to play pro ball, if I couldn't play for the Dodgers, I'd play for the Giants, man. 33.5 games over the Giants? Second place team, your Arizona Diamondbacks. They're 14 up. Nobody's coming from 14 back. The Dodgers don't need another pitcher. Go get one, sure. Ryu pitched 7 innings, 5 hits, 0 runs. The Dodgers win no matter what Dave Roberts puts down on the scorecard. Whatever he puts in the lineup, they win. No matter who he starts, who he substitutes. Kyle Farmer, a rookie, his first major league at bat last night in the 11th inning, bottom of the 11th, walk-off double. What team has more walk-off hits than the Dodgers? It's fucking crazy. It's just curtains. What I love about this Dodger team is they win from behind. They get a lead, they keep it. They win with the long ball. They win with small ball. They win with pitching. They win with bullpen. They win with Kenley Jansen closing games out. They win with backups. They win with 22-year-olds. They win with 42-year-olds. They just win. The walk-off wins alone. In the last couple weeks, Justin Turner, Yasiel Puig, Cody Bellinger, Kyle Farmer, Logan Forsyth, Chase Utley. By the way, all of these names sound like bad guys in Columbo, like an episode of Columbo. Am I bothering you? Can I talk to Cody Bellinger? I understand that the composer, Logan Forsyth, is up to no good. I don't know. Can I ask you one more thing? Do you know Justin Turner? Ain't that something? He's got an orange beard. Chase Utley, I saw him on his yacht. Anthony from Opie and Anthony. Anthony Cumia had this great thing a long time ago on Opie and Anthony radio show. He goes, all the crimes of Columbo are like way too highbrow. The bad guy, like Columbo, walks in with like booze in a brown paper bag and his trench coat, even though it's like August. And he's like, excuse me, Logan Forsyth, excuse. Well, Inspector, I'm finishing my symphony. Excuse me, Inspector, I'm on the third act of my Shakespeare rendition of All in the Family. Man, these are the whitest names I've ever heard. Except for Yasiel Puig and Yasmani Grandal. If you were just going to go like, I don't know, just give me an example like some white people names. You'd go like, all right. Logan Forsyth. Not a lot of black guys. Last name is Forsyth. Not a lot of black guys named Kyle or Cody or Justin. It sounds like they're on Spencer for Hire. I have followed Chase Utley all over the Eastern Seaboard. This is great. This team is so freaking fun to watch. The Dodgers, 74-31. Dave Roberts going to be manager of the year again and again and again, as he should be. Kyle Farmer, it's the 11th inning. Bottom of the 11th. You know, no big deal. Just go up there and take a couple hacks. Okay, I will. Crack. Game over. Gatorade shower. Yay! I love it so much. Who's going to beat them? I don't know. They say that Clayton is another good one. Clayton Kershaw. Is that on Murder, She Wrote? Have you run into the young man, Clayton Kershaw? He's going to come back in September. Take your time, young man. Take your freaking time. Adrian Gonzalez put on the 60-day disabled list to make move to make room on the roster for, Kyle Farmer. Take your time, big man. Do you understand that this team is 39-6 without Adrian Gonzalez playing? And Clayton Kershaw without the last, 10 games? Whatever it was? This is amazing. Former Dodger Adrian Beltre got his 3,000th hit on a 3-0 pitch. That is the most Beltre shit I've ever heard in my life, and I love it. A 3-0 pitch. You always let that one go by. Not Adrian Beltre. 3,000 hits for Adrian Beltre, which puts him automatically into the Hall of Fame. They're not going to do that Craig Biggio shit and make him wait. They can't. 3,000 hits. He's going to play another 6 years. I don't even know how old this guy is. Adrian Beltre. 3,000 hits. Congratulations, Adrian. Much love to you, buddy. For real. By the way, Danilo Gallinari breaking his hand because he slapped cock. Danilo's nickname is Gallo. We all knew that. Gallo. That's Italian. And that's an Italian word for what? I'm not lying. Cock. His nickname is Cock. And he took his hand and smushed cock in the face. And broke. Look, man. Don't show up to my glory hole if you're going to break your hand on my cock. Okay? If anybody sees Allen Iverson, tell him to call me. And everybody right now tweet Ice Cube and say, do JJ's podcast, more stories, Ice Cube. Hype your business. All right, tomorrow Hall of Fame for the Major League Baseball folks. LeVar Ball, this is dangerous. You can't keep running women off the court because your son plays for the most powerful woman in sports. Jeannie Buss is the most powerful woman. Who's more powerful? Who? Margaret Thatcher. That's not true, sir. It's more sports. And here's a random impression. Joe Pesci as the team doctor.
What do you mean Danilo broke his hand? Broke his hand how? We're hitting that fucking cock. What, you jack a guy off? Hit him in the fucking dick? Hit him in the cock? He did? A cock? Not for nothing. Maybe I'm a little fucked up. Maybe, what do you mean? What do you mean? Hit a cock?
More sports.